Hemispheric specialization refers to the idea that one hemisphere has specialized functions or exerts greater control over a particular function. But it's important to note that the two hemispheres work together to coordinate almost all our behavior. Both hemispheres share much of their information by passing it back and forth quickly through the corpus callosum. So, for example, if you read a book, the left hemisphere enables you to understand the language. The right hemisphere keeps track of the overall story, the humour, the emotional content, and it interprets illustrations. Let's list some left hemispheric specialisations. Well, broadly speaking, the left hemisphere, for 95% of us, is our verbal side. Therefore, it provides us with the ability to read, write, speak, and comprehend speech. The left hemi is responsible for sensation and movement on the right side of the body. It's more dominant for analytical tasks. The left hemi processes information logically and sequentially. It's responsible for our mathematical ability, our ability to interpret scientific data, planning, organising. It registers and processes visual information from our right visual field. Your left hemi is responsible for self-recognition, as well as pitch recognition in music. The right hemi processes largely non-verbal sounds. It's responsible for spatial tasks. It's also responsible for sensation and movement in the left side of our body. Your right hemi is largely responsible for our creativity artistically, as well as our art and music appreciation. The right hemi processes information holistically. Visual processing of information, that is recognition of shapes and colours, is the domain largely of the right hemi. Your right hemi is responsible for daydreaming. It registers and processes visual information from the left visual field. It's responsible for the recognition of faces of others, as well as object recognition. Your right hemi is also responsible for the detection or the recognition of emotion of others by reading body language and non-verbal expressions of emotions.